He's looking for worshipers who produce something. Come on, Southwest Missouri, you've been called to disciple nations. Worship leaders and worship groups, you have been called to disciple nations. And never has there been a time before when you had such access to nations. With a click of the button, someone can be discipled by what you do. Somebody can tune into your service or watch your song on YouTube, and their life can be forever marked. And God intends for us to position ourselves to become a people to allow His presence to flow through our lives in such a way that redemption begins to work, not just for us, but through us.
Burn in us a passion to make Your glory known. Birth in us something that can shift the atmosphere.
And we declare a shift in the name of Jesus. We declare a divine shift over the atmosphere of Southwest Missouri. A shift away from depression and into hope. A shift away from uselessness into purpose in Jesus' name.
Welcome to the Next Gen Worship Podcast.
We are proud to announce the Next Gen Worship Culture Changers Conference 2015. The conference will be held on September 10th, 11th, and 12th at Faith Assembly in Joplin, Missouri. Special conference guests include Integrity Music Artist, Worship Mob. Integrity Music Artist, songwriter, and worship leader, Dustin Smith and band. One Worship Gathering, San Diego, Henry Haney, Mark and Debbie Hendrickson from Dwelling Place Ministries in Kansas City, Missouri, and many others. Also joining us will be regional worship leaders Joshua Bussey, Kendra Doris, Carrie Dennison Jones, Rob and Catherine Harriman, and Josh Coate. God is looking for the next generation of culture changers. For more details, including how to register, go to nextgenworship.com.
Hey everybody, welcome to the Next Gen Worship Podcast. My name is Clint and I'm your host.
And I'm Haley, the great, the magnificent.
Oh, I thought you were just going to stop at the great.
The amazing, the wondrous. Oh no, wait, I shouldn't say wondrous because that's kind of like God's wondrous.
With the level of confidence that you display, the world is really never going to be the same.
Never.
Well, we're coming to you from the sunny city of Sacramento, California.
Sunny is right. Sunny and 500 million jillion degrees.
Yeah, it's been pretty hot.
Like face melted and fell off onto the pavement hot.
Yeah, we were coming out of like, you know, southern Missouri. It's been like at night 50s.
And it's been raining and...
Yeah, rainy and nice and cool. And yeah, we got stuck right in the oven.
Oh my gosh.
But it's been a great weekend.
Yeah.
Spent some time in Redding, California at Bethel Church. That was pretty awesome.
That was pretty awesome. And Bethel's a cool city. It's neat.
It is a cool city. You know, like, I've never been there.
It's like a bunch of strip malls surrounded by mountains. Why is that funny? It really is. I mean, that's not a slam. It's totally awesome. You can shop, go to Trader Joe's, like, you know, look at the mountains.
Trader Joe's was pretty cool.
That was really cool. I really wish that the Joplin area would get a Trader Joe's.
Yeah, it was pretty nice. Like, this one thing about Trader Joe's really struck me. I walked by the banana sculpture display, and the lady, she was probably a 20-something girl, but man, she was an artist with those bananas.
She was.
She was like, she would like stack them and line them up and then step back to admire her work.
Yeah. There was a lot of bananas. And it was like super cool to eat fruit that was like ripe.
Yeah.
I mean, you can get a cantaloupe at Walmart in Missouri right now, but they're not like, they weren't grown there.
Right. Who knows where they came from, really?
I don't know, but it was good.
Yeah. So we spent some time in the city of Reading and spent some time at Bethel Church, which was awesome. And then we scooted on down to Sacramento and went to Jesus Culture Church.
That was super cool.
That was awesome.
That was like a concert for free. Only like, not a concert, like a not worship concert, but like, you know, like a Jesus Culture concert. It's late. Stop laughing at me. You know what I mean? Like when Jesus Culture tours and you go to one of their concerts and it's like amazing. That's what it was like, only it was just church.
It did feel a little funny because we, you know, you walk, they're a mobile church, right? So they're meeting in a really nice facility. It's a Folsom High School, and they've got this theater, which is kind of like a movie theater, really. Instead of a theater screen, they've got a big stage there. And you go in, and here comes, you know, here comes out all these musicians that you're really used to seeing, you know, on the big stage in like a concert venue.
Yeah.
Only it's like just church.
They're just leading worship at church. They're leading worship. It was really good.
It was very good. And it's a 20-something crowd. I mean, 20 average, you know, 20-something, I would say.
Yeah, we were kind of like in the old fogey section.
I mean, there were people older than us there, but a lot of young people.
Yeah.
And
I want to be a young people again.
And I mean, I'm just such a fan of Benny Leapshire, the pastor, because the draw or the pull would be, you know, to such a young crowd, would be like to cater to young hip things, to cater to being the cool hip pastor, you know, come out in the Hawaiian print shirt or whatever is cool.
Wait,
you know?
Hold on. That's not cool or hip. That's like Don Ho pastor, and that is not okay.
Okay. I agree. So anyway, but you know what? He comes out.
I think it makes you sound old that you said a Hawaiian shirt is cool and hip.
I'm trying to move on, okay?
Okay, sorry.
And so he comes out and he just unravels this hour-long dive into prayer.
Yeah, that was really neat.
And it wasn't over anybody's head.
No, it was pretty meaty, but like not undigestible meaty.
And he has so many cool adjectives tonight.
It's really late. Like in my body, it's like past midnight, okay? Just don't forget that. But it was really great.
Yeah. And he said some things that kind of spurred this topic in us that we thought we would just talk about tonight.
Yeah.
What was the statement that he made that you
thought was so good? Well, he was talking about prayer, and I guess Jesus Culture is having a summer of prayer where they're asking people to, they're praying at different times and on lunch breaks and stuff. And so he's been working through different types of prayer. And the one that we caught, he was talking about intercession. And he just made this comment about the fact that we are not praying from earth to heaven. Like, we're not like sending our prayers up to heaven, like requesting, you know, like, I don't know, the picture I got in my head was like you're taking these prayers and throwing them up to heaven, you know.
Yeah,
but that we are praying from heaven to earth, which is a totally different mindset, because that becomes like you're making a declaration almost. Heaven is where Jesus is, and, you know, the Holy Spirit, and that's like inside of me, and like we're seated in heavenly places with Christ, right? So, like, we are speaking things into earth that are from heaven.
Right.
And so it just really, it really made me think about, like, how do I think? Like, check yourself. How do you, what's your mindset? Are you, obviously, you know, with Thanksgiving, you present your requests to the Lord. But the things that we're requesting should be born out of heaven.
Right.
They should be born out of, you know, the Lord's Prayer on earth as it is in heaven. So we should be, you know, thinking like that and speaking and praying and interceding for our region, for the Southwest Missouri, the four state area, in a manner that is, we're declaring the things of heaven be made manifest on earth, like things like healing and hope and life and just courage. I mean, it just was really, I just caught myself thinking, like, well, how do I pray? Am I praying like, you know, oh God, you know, save us? Or am I speaking salvation into a generation?
Right.
That kind of thing.
Well, you know, for so many years, especially in the United States of America, we've adopted this mentality, which in its time wasn't necessarily bad, but we've put heaven and God and the supernatural in this long away, far off place.
Yeah.
And, you know, a lot of hymns were written centered around that, like, you know, songs about way up yonder, and, you know, I'm not from that generation, so I can't recite those. But, you know, they brought hope to people that lived in that time period. But really, I totally agree with what you said. Really, that's not really a healthy perspective to think of heaven or God as something that's off in the distance. I mean, when Jesus died, it is now we carry heaven on earth.
Yeah.
We bring the power of another world to bear wherever we go. We're seated with him in heavenly places. And that same power, the same potential for change that Jesus carried, we now carry as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was really great.
I thought it was awesome.
Yeah. It's really awesome. So been a good vacation so far.
Yeah. I mean, I'm a little tired. I don't think we're very good at vacationing. I think when you're on vacation, you're supposed to rest. But I think that we've just been like, I don't know. There's a part of me that's like, you just want to go and see everything you possibly can, because you know you're not going to be here that long.
Yeah. I think it takes practice to be good at vacationing.
Well,
too.
We should keep practicing then.
Where's next? Oh, you said next needs to be a beach.
Yeah. Like where there's some water that I don't have to like swim in. Like. I need it to be on a beach, but also have a pool because I can't swim in the ocean.
And why can't you swim
because
in the ocean?
Because I'm terrified of Jaws. I watched Jaws when I was like in the fourth or fifth grade, and I've had nightmares about being eaten by sharks. Not like literally nightmares, but like I can't get in the ocean without thinking of Jaws. I think I need deliverance or something.
I think you need to go back to Jesus
Culture. I need a sozo.
Awesome. So let's mention real quick, we're a week away from the registration opening for the Next Gen Worship 2015 Culture Changers Conference.
Yeah.
And this is a conference not just for worship leaders. You know, we've got the word worship in our title, but
it doesn't say a worship leaders conference.
No, and it's not really. This conference is about changing culture. It's about becoming something. It's about, like we just talked about, it's about carrying heaven on earth in a way that transforms culture. And, you know, why is that important? Because culture is something that's either going to hinder us or help us when we talk about advancing the kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we deal with culture in the Midwest. Certain things in our culture don't exist in other places in the United States. And some of those things hinder us sometimes.
Yeah.
From advancing the kingdom. You know, it's people's mindsets and traditional things that sometimes are a barrier between, you know, the supernatural breaking forth in their lives. So this is a conference for anyone that wants to see a change happen in their world. And registration opens June 15th, And you can go to nextgenworshipconference.com. Check out all the details. Tons of speakers, tons of different worship leaders. Don't really want to go into all that again. Just check it out. Check out the website. Also, you can check out nextgenworship.com. But we do want to announce prices because we haven't been talking about prices yet. But we just kind of finalized some of those details, and tickets will be available on the 15th. So we're going to start out kind of early this year.
Yeah.
And we wanted to do that because we wanted to offer a super early bird rate, just to give people, you know, a real chance to get in on at a great rate. And then it's going to go up after that. And, you know, we might have to like sell a kidney or something to make up the difference later.
But we're just gonna, selling my kidney.
We'll see how it goes. So here is the super early bird rate, June 15th through the end of June. So we're not talking about a long time. We're talking about a 2-week window.
Yep.
To get in at this rate, $55.
That's pretty good for a 3-day deal.
Yeah.
With tons of stuff going on.
Yeah, tons of stuff going on. So $55 gets you full access pass. It gets you registered for the EP recording package giveaway. It gets you into the meet and greets with all the conference guests Friday and Saturday night. It gets you into all the conference sessions. It gets you into the grab bag giveaways, you know, all that cool stuff. We've also got a couple different rates that we wanted to offer for students.
Mm-hmm.
And we wanted to offer a group rate as well. And we wanted to offer a day rate.
Yeah.
So, you know, some people may, you know, because of work or whatever, out of town, you know, hey, I can't make the whole thing, so I'm just not going to even register. Well, we're going to provide a day rate to help, you know, hopefully, you know, just make that an option for people. So the day rate is $45.
Mm-hmm.
So if you just need, you know, you can only go Friday or can only go Saturday, $45. Student rate, $45.
Yep, valid student ID. And then I think it's cool that the students is anyone 9th grade and up. And you know what? If you got a kid that's in the 8th grade, 8th grade and under, it says free.
Yep, bring him on.
Bring your kid.
So 9th grade and up, so that's high school or college. Mm-hmm. Any higher learning institution, of course, you know, we're going to ask you for a valid student ID.
Yeah.
I hope nobody lies about
this.
But you know what? If they are lying about being a student, they probably should be there.
That's true.
If they have that.
If you have a student ID, like that's 15 years old, maybe you kept your college student ID. I don't think it's valid, but.
So, and then we have a group rate of 5 or more, and that's $55. So that group rate, the day rate, and the student rate, that's good for. There's no time limit on that. So 5 or more, $55, that's good to go. So, and then I guess we should mention the conference dates are September 10, 11, and 12th.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So
it's going to be a fun time.
Yeah, it's going to be great. There's a lot of expectation, a lot of buzz going on, you know, Worship Mob, which many people may not understand. Worship Mob is made up of 30 plus churches,
mm-hmm.
dozens of worship leaders, hundreds of musicians.
Yeah.
And so some of these musicians kind of cross back and forth. Like the three people we're bringing in from Worship Mob, they are two of them are also singers and musicians with Desperation Band,
mm-hmm.
which maybe more people maybe have heard of them. Also, Dustin Smith and his entire gang are coming. Bringing some new faces in this year, like Henry Haney from One Worship Gatherings in San Diego. And help me out.
Debbie Hendrickson.
Mark and Debbie Hendrickson. So, man, this conference is going to be all about identity, community, kingdom, and changing culture.
Yeah, it's going to be super fun. And I'm excited, especially about Worship Mob, because I think it's really cool. It connects with what is happening in our area with how the worship community is really working together.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
Yeah.
All right, everybody, thanks for listening. If you enjoy our podcast, go to iTunes and give us a review. Till next time.
See you later.
You've been listening to the Next Gen Worship Podcast. Let the For more information about Next Gen Worship and to listen to other podcast episodes, visit nextgenworship.com.